Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 9, "Pray then in this way," and he gives to the disciples that famous prayer that we still use today. My friend Dr. Elmer Towns wrote a book entitled Praying the Lord's Prayer for Spiritual Breakthrough. But the model prayer we're going to be looking at over the next several days begins with "Our Father." And I want you to just dwell on the intimacy of that little phrase, "Our Father," "Your Father," my Father, Daddy, Abba. It's an endearing term. He is communing with his dad. I don't want to demean in any way the sacredness of the Lord's Prayer, but I want you to pick up on the intimacy of it. You know, there are those that have a difficult time imagining God as Father. Where there are good aspects of your dad here on this earth, you may get a little glimpse of God, but there's no dad, me or any other dad, that measures up to the qualities of our Father who art in heaven. He is our God. He loves us. And when you pray, pray in this manner. What he's doing is getting us in, I think, the right frame of mind to commune with the God of all creation, something you don't take lightly. I want you to realize who you're talking to today when you pray. Think about it. You know, I'm so happy to share this time with you. It's such a privilege for me to be able to step into your life on a daily basis and invest in you. And I am thankful for that privilege. I don't take it lightly. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.